You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to 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 back winning days in the podcast. Count them up. That's 9 straight winning days. And after all my whining and complaining all season long about overtime, OT was my friend on Saturday. So let's recap the winning card for you. But my day started terrible. Yeah, standalone games to start the day when you're losing are no fun. I had Dayton plus the 9.5. They lost by 10 to Arizona, so I lost by the 0.5. Then I had Kansas up at halftime. I have the plus 4.5, feeling pretty good about things. Second half, it was all Gonzaga. I get crushed, bad handicap. I lose the ticket on the Jayhawks. So now I'm 0-2, and North Carolina gets down 12 to Michigan State. I look at my wife and say, this could be the end of me. This is going to be a long, long, miserable day for me. I'm going to fall on my face and go 0-8. But the Tar Heels rally. They get the job done. They get the win. They get the cover. And I get to cash the ticket. Iowa State minus the 6.5. Slow start against Washington State. But in the second half, the Cyclones turned it on. They get the win, the cover, and I get to cash the ticket. Then the first of 2 overtime winners. I had the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland plus the 6.5. I'm screaming in the house. We're at a birthday party. Happy birthday to my neighbor Bailey, by the way. And I'm saying, don't foul, don't foul. They're down 6. They don't foul. They lose by 6. I win by the 0.5. Everyone's like, why are you so excited? Oakland still lost. And I'm like, I won. I'm happy. Yeah, that's gambling, of course. Then Tennessee minus the 6.5. Felt good about that game most of the game. But in the second half, the Longhorns came on late and they get the cover and I lose the ticket. Illinois, my predicted national champion, minus the 9.5 against the Dukes of Duquesne. Well, the Fighting Illini get the job done for me. They coast to the double-digit victory. Then the game to decide my card. I'm 4-3 going into the nightcap. Creighton and Oregon duking it out in a great battle between the former coaches at Creighton. It goes to overtime. It goes to double overtime. And in double OT, I cash a minus 4.5. I didn't deserve to cash it. I was lucky to go to overtime. I was lucky to go to double overtime. But when you have 9 consecutive winning days on a podcast, you got to get a couple breaks along the way. And I finally get a double overtime break. When I needed it the most in the NCAA tournament, I get the cash and the cover on Creighton in double overtime. So the winning streak is alive, and we will go for number 10 today here on the podcast. So let's get into it. We start in the NIT. It's one game I'm going to play there. It's Indiana State minus the 7.5 over Minnesota. So that's why I'm playing it. It's a big number today, but I will continue to fade until the season is over for my Golden Gophers. I'm going to lay the points with the Sycamores here. Plus, of course, it's the little school hosting the big school. Give me Indiana State minus the 7.5 over Minnesota. Next up, we go to the NCAA tournament, and I had to rethink things. The favorites went 6-2 against the spread on Saturday. They went 8-0 straight up. Yes, no upsets on Saturday in the round of 32. I almost submitted a card full of chalk today, but I got cold feet and I made some adjustments. So fingers crossed, we'll see how it goes. Let's start with the biggest one. It's Northwestern plus the 14.5 against UConn. So betting into UConn is normally a bad idea. I've done it a few times and I've paid the price every time I've done it. They're the defending champs. They're 32-3 in the season. They have the number 2 offense, the number 11 defense, and they're number 1 overall in the KenPom numbers. The Huskies this year against top 40 teams are 10 and 2 this year. Of those 10 wins, the only wins that came by more than 14 points were against only one team this season, that being Marquette. They beat the Golden Eagles by 28 and 16. Northwestern ranks number 38 in the country. They have 11 losses on the season. Only Illinois has actually beat them by more than 14 points. That was a 30-point win for my Fighting Illini. Northwestern played tough a couple times this year against a number one seed. They beat Purdue at home. They lost to Purdue on the road in overtime. Northwestern also beat Illinois at home this year. The Wildcats are a tough team. They do not go away. They had a terrible shooting performance in the first half against Florida Atlantic, but they survived and advanced in overtime. I think they're going to put up a fight, and I think they'll cash the plus 14.5. So give me Northwestern plus the 14.5 over UConn. Next up on the card, it's Utah State plus the 11.5 against Purdue. So I backed both of these teams on Friday and cashed both of the tickets. Utah State helped save face for the Mountain West with a very impressive win over TCU. The Aggies are now 28-6 on the season and might even be a little better than I thought with multiple first-team all-conference players. Their conference losses, though, do scare me. They lost to New Mexico by 13. They lost to San Diego State by 14. They lost to Nevada by 14. They lost to Colorado State by 20. And they lost a second time to San Diego State by 16. So when they lose, it's been by double digits. And I'm only getting 11.5 here, so I don't want it to be that type of game. Still, they rank 29th on offense, 67th on defense, and they do have six top 50 wins this season. Purdue this season beat a 2 seed in Tennessee by 4. They beat a 2 seed in Marquette by 3. They beat a 2 seed in Arizona by 8. They beat a 4 seed in Alabama by 6. They beat a 5 seed in Gonzaga by 10, and they swept my favorite 3 seed, Illinois, in the Big Ten, winning by 5-6. So 12 wins for Purdue against top 50 teams this year. They're an elite program with the best player in the country when it comes to college basketball. But 0 of those wins were by more than 10 points. I love Purdue. I have them in my Final Four, but I can't pass up 11.5 today. The Aggies are too good to get that big a number. Give me Utah State plus the 11.5 over Purdue. Next up on the card, it's Grand Canyon plus the 6.5 against Alabama. So get ready for some points here. Alabama has the 3rd-ranked offense in the country. They rank 117th, though, on defense. Grand Canyon ranks number 56 on offense, number 42 on defense. It was a heck of a win on Friday for the Antelopes over St. Mary's. Grand Canyon is now 30-4 on the season. Was that their Super Bowl? Well, we'll find out. Alabama, though, only has one top 50 win away from home this season, and that was at Mississippi State. The SEC, as we know, hasn't looked the best so far here in the Big Dance. And their lack of defense, well, it scares me a little bit. Loyal listener DJ is a big fan of the Tide. I still think they win this game, but unless the Lopes go cold shooting, I just can't trust the Crimson Tide to cover the number. So I'm going to go Grand Canyon here, plus the 6.5 over Alabama. Next up on the card, it's Marquette, minus the 4 over Colorado. So Marquette got down, then they turned on the Jets to win and cover on Friday against Western Kentucky. The Golden Eagles are top 20 on both ends of the floor. They won at Illinois this year. They beat Kansas and Maui. They beat Creighton and Texas at home. Colorado ranks 21st on offense, 43rd on defense. The Buffaloes have already won a pair of games in the tournament this week. They beat Boise State in the play-in game on Wednesday. They beat Florida in the 102-100 thriller on Friday. I wanted to grab the points. The numbers say I should grab the points, but I'm not sure how much Colorado has left in the tank this week. Marquette should only be better in Kolick's second game back. So I'm going to lay the points here with the Golden Eagles, Marquette, minus the 4 over Colorado. Next up on the card, it's San Diego State, minus the 5.5 against Yale. So last year, number 5 seed San Diego State beat Charleston in the first round by 6. Then they beat the 13 seed Furman by 23 in the second round. This year, the number 5 seed San Diego State beat UAB by 4 in the first round, and they get another chance to face a 13 seed in the second round. Yale won a thrilling finish over Auburn on Friday. I don't expect a repeat of that tonight, though. I've been high on San Diego State all season long, and the Aztecs, in my opinion, still have the ingredients to make a run in this tournament. So I'm going to lay the points here with the Aztecs, Brian Dutcher, and San Diego State, minus the 5.5 over Yale. Next up on the card, it's Houston, minus the 9.5 against Texas A&M. So the last three games for Texas A&M, they scored 97 against Kentucky, they scored 90 against Florida, and 98 against Nebraska. How about that offense? But the Houston defense will be a rude awakening today. The good news for Texas A&M, they faced Houston once already this season, rallying from 21 down to lose by only 4. Texas A&M has been hot of late, but they do have 14 losses this season, and they've been uncompetitive several times this year. They lost by 12 at Virginia, scoring only 47 points. They lost by 15 to LSU, scoring only 53 points. They lost to Alabama by 25. They lost to Tennessee by 35, only scoring 51. Frustration could mount early going, especially if the easy looks go away when facing a suffocating defense. I'm sure Calvin Sampson prepped them plenty this week for Texas A&M. I think the Cougars will get a statement win today by double digits. So give me Houston, minus the 9.5 over Texas A&M. Yes, I'm recording this at like 2:20 in the morning, so I'm a little tired, can't read my notes, so I apologize for that. Here we go. Two games left on my card. Let's try to get through them without falling asleep. Next play is Baylor, minus the 4.5 against Clemson. I flip-flopped on this game. I wasn't sure what direction to go. Clemson crushed New Mexico on Friday, but the Lobos shot just 29.7% from the field in that game. Is that defense or is that offense? I don't know. Clemson ranks number 25 on offense, number 46 on defense. They won at Alabama this year. They won at North Carolina this year. Those are two pretty good wins. And they lost at Duke this year by only 1 point. So the Tigers do have upside. The numbers say that I should actually back them. The value is on the Clemson side. But the eye test is telling me that Clemson caught New Mexico at the right time. Baylor has the number 5 offense in the country, and they could quickly put the Tigers in a bad spot today. So I'm going to lay the points here with the Bears of Baylor, minus the 4.5 over Clemson.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Then the final game of the card for me. I flip-flopped on this one as well. It's Duke, minus the 7, against James Madison. So first of all, I tip my cap to the Dukes of James Madison. They never trailed on Friday, beating Wisconsin by 11. Needless to say, I had a ticket on the Badgers in that game, so I was none too happy. The Dukes scored 27 points off of 19 Badger turnovers. Oh boy, not good for Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the Blue Devils of Duke ranked 31st in turnover percentage, so I'm not expecting to see a repeat of that today. They're not going to hand things over on a silver platter. Duke ranks number 8 on defense, number 22 on offense. The Blue Devils lost in the round of 32 last year as the number 5 seed. This year, I expect them to advance as the number 4 seed. The last two losses for Duke are both already in the Sweet 16. Maybe the ACC was better than I thought. Think the Blue Devils get some separation and cover this number. So give me the Dukies, minus the 7 over James Madison. So let's recap my card here for a Sunday. In the NIT, it's full fade on Minnesota. as it's the little school hosting the big school. So give me Indiana State minus the 7.5 over Minnesota. In the NCAA tournament, it's Northwestern plus the 14.5 over UConn. I'm on Utah State plus the 11.5 against Purdue. I'm on Grand Canyon plus the 6.5 against Alabama. I'm on Marquette minus the 4 against Colorado. I'm on San Diego State minus the 5.5 against Yale. I'm on Houston minus the 9.5 against Texas A&M. I'm on Baylor minus the 4.5 against Clemson. And I'm on Duke minus the 7 against James Madison. So that's my card for Sunday. I hope everyone enjoys another great day of college basketball. Enjoy March Madness. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.